So early Yud Ches Adar, Shmaitzah Shir, post-Purim, partum, depression, withdrawal symptoms. I actually got sick a few hours ago. I don't understand it. I was doing great. I don't know, a few hours ago. So I don't know.
Shmaitzah withdrawal.
What?
Schmeitzer withdrawal. It's been too long.
Literally a few hours ago, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I suddenly felt sick. A cold. Twice a year, I lose my voice.
Maybe the fan's not.
And it didn't happen at all this year, and I was very happy. But,
the fan's not so
good. No, it's...
It's okay.
I mean, thank you, but I don't know. It had nothing to do with it, really. Okay, so we'll do Schmeitzer Gimel Perek Gimel. We'll start from the beginning again. I think, unless we finish the whole parak. No, we didn't. Kosev HaRamah. Right? The Zeloshonov in Batkwe is a Sheikh of the Baidik. A Sheikh or a Baidik, someone that checks for a trafus. So you have to have expertise in Metzius, physical expertise, and halachic expertise. Penim Sashena Yodeya. So the Ramah says, I'm not Lopamachas Kabbalah. Meaning he has official, he passed the test, he has a reshus, it's called Kabbalah to Shecht, and that represents a chazakah. Like saying the mikveh for sure at one point in time was kosher. So he at one point in time was knew how to Shecht. It's a status, it's a halachic status. Giving this Kabbalah gives you a halachic status. So ein matrith on the mafreya mashashochat. Even though we have the suffix now, but we don't go back l'mafreya all the way back to whenever and say that everything he shechted was no good. Yerminun hashtahu the Yisra. Right? Good old, put him on a chazaka, and only from now on, when we found him to be deficient, so to speak, deficient, we'll use the mikvah wording, so that then we'll say there's a problem. But if there was never a chazaka, then indeed we have to assume that anything he ever shechted is a problem. It's a real problem. Remember that the animal has a cheskas she'ena zvucha, an animal is becheskas not ready to eat, so we have a chazaka the other way. And if you have a reyus of b'fonecha that he doesn't know hilchos shechita, and no prior chazaka, what's maybe new here is applying the rules of chazaka and hashtahu de'isra, etc., to a human factor. Till now we always talked about a mikvah, or even a person with a mum. A person's not in control if they have a mum or not. Here, l'chora, we're introducing. Maybe it's a chiddush, maybe it's not a chiddush, but I'm pointing it out.
We're really not talking about a chefza in this case.
No, I'm saying we are introducing these, like, sort of objective, dry, scientific, halachic principles into what's essentially a human, with his human factor, a person learning, a person knowing, a person forgetting. I'm pointing out that I think it's a chiddush, that we apply those cold, hard, unrelenting halachic principles both ways it goes. Like you apply a chazaka if you have Kabbalah, if you don't have Kabbalah, you trafe up everything you ever shechted. We apply these halachic principles to a person when, okay, when the diyun's mumin, so then the person is just an object, right? But here the person's a human being, learning hilchos shechita, knowing, forgetting. Does he know how to do it? Doesn't he know how to do it? It's interesting that we do that, but no reason why not, really. So, Ubataz Herich Lahasig Al Tinzeh, the Taz does not like the idea, the we'll call it Lakula, the idea that the Sheikh has a Chazaka if he had Kabbalah. Taz doesn't like it. The Torah of Tavarov, the essence of what he says, is based on the following. The Parakama Dechulin, Pligi Rav Huna Rav Chista B'Sheichet B'Sakin Boduk Kaidem Shchita. Before Shchita, we know at one point in time the Sakin was checked and it didn't have a nick. It was kosher to shecht with. V'loi Batku Achar Shchita Miyad V'Nim Tzapogum. And at one point in time they saw a nick in it. The Rav Huna Poisel Afilu Shiber Bo Atzomo Sachar Shchita, where there is a tliya you could certainly make, even if he played around with the knife well after the shechita or after the shechita. But so therefore you can certainly attribute the problem in the knife to something that happened after the shechita. But we say no. Dilma ba'or nifkama, Rav Huna says, ba'or meaning before the cutting of the simonim, ba'or beis hashechita. That's in the neck of the animal before it was rough. Maybe it was hairy, it was rough. Yeah. V'rav chista sfir lei tekshera, the shema b'mafrakas nifkama, even if you didn't play around with the knife afterwards, but there's a tliya you could make that it got nicked in the mafrekas, is the neck. The neck. As you went through the simonim and you hit a bone. So then it got the nick after the shechita. Now they each say that we make the opposite tliya. Rav Huna apostles and says we make the tliya that it got the nick before it shechted the simonim. And Rav Chista says it's kosher, we make the tliya that it got the nick after it shechted the simonim. The Kaimel and Rav Chista, Peshiber Boat Samos, where there's a geshmaka tliya to make, a very, very, like a, we'll call it logical tliya to make. And when he wasn't Peshiber Boat Samos, then we'll go with Rav Huna and we'll say that, look, it got a nick, we don't know how, so we'll have to be chayshish that it got the nick in the skin of the animal before it shechted the atzomos. Before it shechted the simonim. But when you saw the guy was smashing it against a rock or against bones, shivir bo atzomos, then we make the tliya. Okay. Uparach l'Rav Chista mitoval ba'ola benimsa olav dover chaytzitz. The guy went to the mikvah, and then he found the chatzitza on him. We say, Aval Pishin is asik, but also amin kol hayom, and there's certainly a clear to make, that's how the substance got onto his body. Tomei, alma sofik chatzitza, moitzi midei vaday tvila. Okay, we saw a tvila, we don't know when the chatzitza came. The Braisa says that we're afraid that the chatzitza was there before the tefila. We call it Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai. So let's do the same by the shechita. We should say that maybe, even though you have an obvious, logically obvious thing to be toilet, like here the guy played around with the substance after the tefila, but we're chayshish that he had the chatzitza before the tefila. And here also, Mishani, so the Gemara answers a very subtle chilik. Sakin Israoi. Here, Sakin Israoi, Behemelo Israoi. It's a subtle chilik. We didn't come across such a chilik yet. It's a chiddush chilik. We're essentially, the real suffix is focused on the animal, he says. Is the animal kosher or is it not kosher? The reason we're not like forced into fearing the worst, Rav Chista says, is because in the animal there's no reyusa. Where the reyusa is in the thing that we're worried about, let's say the person, you want to know if he was titled properly or not, and you found the chatzitza on him, so then we fear the worst. That's what the Braisa says. And we have to be afraid that the chatzitza was there before the tefillah. Maybe it's helped by a cheskas tamei, and but the nub of the difference is that when you come down to the essential shaila, so there's no reus on the animal. Think of it that the the Braisa says that you have to fear the worst. Even if there's a more logical tliya to make, that is because he was misasik with those substances after the tefillah. But no, we have to fear the worst. So the Gemara is like zeroing in on what puts us in such a mode that we're so machmir and we fear the worst, is because the reyusa is in the guf of is in the body, the guf of what we are not sure about. Was this person titled correctly or not? Oh, we see a chatzitza. Shaken by the behema, it's not that bad. The reyusa is in the knife, not in the animal. So we don't have, like, the reyusa staring us in the face, so to speak, which halachically forces us to fear the worst.
So why?
That's Rav Chisda's answer.
Why don't we use that? Why don't we use that logic with the mikvah and somebody who's tamei?
That's Tosis kasha. The ikshuv of Tosis. Ma'ishlomi mikvah. Mechavim the Tosis kasha. Ma'ishlomi mikvah shenimdad benimtzu chaser. Where we don't care. The suffix really is on the person. Is he tamei or tahor? But we, and the reis was in the mikvah. The person was tovel in the mikvah. But the reis was in the mikvah. Nevertheless, we apply the rule of tarti l'reisa. That's the operative rule. Right now we're falling back into more familiar territory. Technically familiar, with tarti l'reisa we're familiar with. So that's what Tosis brings up. He says, wait a second. You're talking here about where the reyusa is, if we're chayshish, not chayshish. Didn't we learn a Gemara neither the beis and beis gimel amal aleph? That there's a concept of tarti l'reyusa. You have the cheskos tamei al cheskoso, and you combine that. And we won't talk now about how they combine, but we know that you combine that with the reyusa in the mikvah, harichoso lefanecha. So you add up that and that, and you say yisvadei tamei. Even say Vaday. Shmaitz in the previous parak said it's the Rambam holds it's only a Sofek. But according to the Maskan of the Gemara, back upon him, Yechayshish. V'loy amrinun mikvah saroi, yodam lo yisroi. So that's Tosis kasha, your kasha. So here also, what do we have here? We have the Behema Bechesko Sheinu Zvucha. And we have the Reyes Olufanecha, I'm sorry, which case are we in? We're in Rav Chisda's case. We have the Cheska Sheinu Zvucha of the animal, and we have Harei Pogum Lufanecha, the knife has a nick in it. So why isn't that exactly like the mikvah that we find Choser, and the guy has the Cheska's Tumah? Well, it's exactly the same case, L'chayra. So Rav Chisda sidestepped Akasha from mikvah with the chatzitza, where we don't have, where we lechayra we are chayshish for something a bit more far fetched. We're chayshish. So then the Gemara says, because the reyusa is in where the suffix is. Mashekin and Rav Chisda's case. The Tosis says, but we have a whole other set of rules in neither that beis and beis called tarti to the reyusa. Tosis gives three terutzim. Echad shayni mikvah dechaser va'asoi. We saw this svara in Maseches Nida that beis and beis. Tosis uses it to say why the isra of the mikvah is worse. It's a worse reyusa. Because we know this has been going on for a while. Now, I'm adding. It's true that there's only one point in time when it becomes possible. It only crosses over the dividing line between 40 saw to 39.9 saw, also in one moment. But the reyus saw, I think, refers to the problem in the mikvah. It's leaking. So
but it's
an ongoing problem.
Problem until it
yes.
gets down.
Yes, it increases the suffix of when it went down. it's true it only went down at one point in time.
He just blew.
But there are many points in time when it could have happened because this problem has been going on for a while. So it increases your suffix. When did it dip below? Because it's been leaking. And it didn't just leak at one moment. So we say, okay, let's push it off to the last possible moment. It's been leaking for a while. That's Tosfos first teretz. Now Shankain by the knife, the knife became pogum only at one point in time. Tosfos second teretz is Beis the Hoka time with the etzim vade pogum. The Gabi mikvah ain't loymed the vade toval, the Hashem a toval be mikvah choser. We're talking about he played with the knife, I guess, after the shechita. So, okay, I guess it means you see something b'fanecha that takes away the suffix, or that it's a logical, there's something logical that you could be toilet in. So even though there's tartei l'reyusah, but I guess the tliya, the rational tliya, Tosfos is saying that the Tosfos is being mechadish, the rational tliya overcomes or is stronger than the tartei l'reyusah. With by mikvah you have nothing to tell you that there's a logic that it happened afterwards, that the mikvah dipped below the 40 saw mark after the person was toivah. We don't have anything saying that. So all things being equal, you have tartei l'reyusah. That's Tosfos second teretz. All things being equal, you say tartei l'reyusah. Here you don't have all things being equal. You have something happen that's pretty pretty logical. You know, you have a rational basis to saying it happened after the shechita. That's Tosfos second teretz. Tosfos third teretz is the ein chilek Bein Reyusa, the sack and the Reyusa, the behemoth. El Atam hu mishum svek svek. That is, that the Gemara is, lab dafko, the Gemara really means svek sveka. That may be, the Gemara really means svek sveka. I guess in the Shechitas HaBehema there's no Reyusa, meaning there's a Sfek Sveka. Maybe it got nicked. Maybe it got nicked. Right. You want to say, we checked the knife. You're coming to me with a chashash that it got nicked in the ore before it got to the simonim. It got nicked in the skin of the animal. So there's a svek sveka, because even if it did get nicked in the or the animal, maybe, and this is a chiddush, this is what Tosfos says, maybe it shechted in a good place of the knife. You don't assume he shechted with the whole length. He shechted with the whole length of the knife. Maybe what cut the simonim was the part that wasn't nicked, so it didn't rip the simonim, it sliced them. To have a kosher shechita, you have to slice into the simonim. It can't, like, tear them. And if there's a nick in the knife, we are afraid, or we assume, that there was a tear, not a slice. He tore it apart. So, that's really what the Gemara means, that Svek Sveka exists. Mashenkin, so that's why you can go Lekula, even though there's Tartei l'Reyusah, because of that Svek Sveka. Mashenkin, by the mikvah, there's only one Suffek, right? Maybe it became Choser after the tefillah, so we have to go with tartei l'reyusah. Those are Tosfos three teruzim.
With the last teretz, there seems to be, at least in my mind, two issues. Number one, a pogrom on a knife is common, okay, because of shechita, okay, the nature of shechita. You're gonna get a nick in the knife through repetitive motions and stuff like that. It's something common. It's not an abnormal thing, like a possibility of a leak in a mikvah. Okay? And also the leak
of the
mikvah.
We don't know when the nick happened. We want to know when the nick happened. That's what's important. By the knife, we're more makil, according to the Chizkel. We're more makil. So you're right. So the first remark from the second Teretz of Tosfos is, because it's more logical to say he got the nick because he was playing around with it after Shechita. That's how he got the nick. And by the mikvah, we don't have anything to do that. The commonness of getting a nick could work both ways. I mean, that should be maybe a chumrah to say it got nick taka on the way in before it checked the simonim. So that makes a problem. The Rav Chista's maker, that's why he comes up with Svek's faker. Okay, so now the Taz focuses on this Taisus. Taz focuses on this Taisus. He has a Sheikhet, the Ramah has a Sheikhet that has a Chazakah, but now you found there's a Reyes on the Chazakah. So the Chorer, we have a Tartel Reyes situation. Was the behaima of Cheskos Ein Zvucha, and the Chazaka is Isra, because now he doesn't know Hilchos Shechita. When came Benot and Kabbalah, is Taz, Amay Mani Be Cheskoso, Kivin De Bein Nami Shayich, Chosr Ba'asoi. You have the first Teretz of Tosfos applies. Because you don't forget, you forget little by little, until you don't know a little. This has been going on a while. You didn't just wake up one morning with amnesia. You didn't wake up one morning forgetting everything he learned. It happened little by little. So it's an ongoing problem, which according to the first Teretz of Tosfos is when we do posit a problem of Tarta L'Reyosa, like by the mikvah, little by little, so it fits the criterion to apply Tarta L'Reyosa of the first Teretz of Tosfos. In Derech Lishkach B'Vasachas, Be'etzem Vaday Poigim Nami L'Shayach B'Zeh, and the second Teretz of Tosfos, it also would have us going L'Chumra here. There's no clear to make, there's no reason to say he forgot the stuff after he shechted. He forgot it before he shechted. And just we have no reason to say it happened afterwards. So again, it's like the mikvah. They have no reason to say it became chaser after the guy was tovel. The Yimsomach, and now the Taz says that maybe the Ramah was soinach, if anything, on the third Teretz of Tosfos, and you have a Svek Sveker here too. The Hochinami. Not knowing Hitler Shechita is not a guarantee that you didn't check properly. So you could combine that suffix, maybe he didn't mess up, to a Svek Sveker. That was Svek Sveker. So according to the third Teretz of Tosfos, we could salvage the Ramah's din and allow the Sheikhet with the Kabbalah, you know, not to be messed up with Mafreya. Okay? So according to the third Teretz of Tosfos, according to the third Teretz, do we have that Svek Sveker here too? Okay? V'yum Somach HaTeretz Basra V'hochinam we have a Svek Sveker Shema'as Yud V'shokach V'yum Tum Tzvonim V'koy Tum Shokach Cheshet Dachil Lohi Shokach Shafir. And that's what the Taz rejects that. And if you'll say, okay, but we solved it a third way, and Ken Kosher, Taz now ends up with this question, but if it's sex fake up, Banon Kaimel and Kravuna, the Loy Shiber Atzomos. We pass like a funeral and low shiver at some of the stock of Boston. The doctor is a shiver about some of the kosher from the Etz and Vadai Poigim. But the sex act is the same. He says, if that's the main reason of our Krista, Mabugab Dika Svek Sveika Fila Beloy Shibir Boatz Amos. Those are the same Svek Sveika. El Al Korcha Chumishim Beloy Mahani Svek Sveika. From the Behemah B'chayeo B'cheska Sisera Nedes. Right, we have the Cheska Sisera, the Cheska Shein is Vucha. The Svek Sveika doesn't help against the Cheska Sisera. Beloy Mahani Svek Sveika. And therefore, Dafka Shibir Boatz almost. But oh, so that's the thousands question one. If you're working with the mechanical Svek Sveika, then we should be passing. If that's like the Maskana, and that's the reason of our Chista, then we should go with that even by Loi Shibir Boatz almost. And there's some Svek Sveika. So if the crux of our Chista sheet is the Svek Sveika, then we should pass like him even by Loi Shibir Boatz almost. That's the thousands question. He's saying the Ramah, the Aguda, want to rely, so to speak, on Tosis third teretz. He's not going to let them get away with it. But he's asking a kasha on Tosis third teretz. First of all, in fact, it's a kasha on Tosis third teretz. At least in the Pesach Halacha it is. Maybe it's not a kasha on Chista. If Chista himself holds taker, it's okay. Even by Loi Shibir Boatz Amos, in the Pesach Halacha, we only pass on Chas Chista by Shibir Boatz Amos. So the Tau says, why? If we're going to run with the Svek Sveika reason, then we should pass like a crystal. Even by Loi Shibir Boatz Amos. The Ode, Imani Svek Sveika, another question where you can't say that the Ramah or the Aguda is going with the Svek Sveika reason of Taisus, which would explain at least there's reason to be manager here because there's a Svek Sveika. Imahani Svek Sveika in Cain Afilu Beloy Nakul Kabbalah Nachshir. So then right to that Chazak has nothing to do with it, even if he, but Tom Svek Sveika the Mahatma Shokach is one of the Koizim from the Shapur Shokach, out of the Shono Bayim Shom. I'm surprised. I don't know. You know, I'm not in the yonah now. Without Kabbalah, we could use a Svek Sveika and say maybe he knew. And even if he didn't know.
But how could you say he knew without a Kabbalah?
I don't know. I guess he's looking at it at least like a Sofek. Maybe he knew, and even if he didn't know, so maybe he shechted properly anyway. That's the Taz's kasha. No, you shouldn't. You don't have to do this kasha. Don't assume he didn't know. Let's raise it up at least for the Madrigal Suffolk.
He's a shofar after all.
Well, if he didn't have a Kabbalah, not really.
He looks like he's been doing something.
You have a Svek Svek. Okay, the Taz says you have a Svek Svek. The Taz is negating the second. These are the Taz's two kashas. You can't hang your hat on Taz's third teretz. Again, the Taz's main kasha is why there's no Tarta L'Reyes in the case of the Ramah. Why is the Ramah Mekil if the guy had a Kabbalah? You have Tarta L'Reyes. Harei Chosa L'Fanecha and the Cheska Sisera of the Behemah. When Taz's compares Rav Chista to the Tarta L'Reyes Gemara, he comes up with three terutzim, what allows Rav Chista to be mekil, even when there's Tarta L'Reyes. One is that the Tarta L'Reyes, the Chumra of the Tarta L'Reyes requires a Chosar V'Asoi, right? Number two is the Kula of not saying Tarta L'Reyes is because you have something very logical to be toileted in, that it happened afterwards. And the third teretz is that his real reason is a Svek Sveika, which you don't have. That the real cheshbon of Rav Chista is a Svek Sveika, which the real reason is a Svek Sveika, which you don't have by the mikvah. Okay. So now the Taz is coming and saying, I want there to be Tagdel Reyosa in the case of the Shechet with the Kabbalah. And now I have a Tosfos that puts addendums on the Tagdel Reyosa paradigm. So let's see how it matches up. Choser Vasoi, X. Shechet also Choser Vasoi. So we should say Tagdel Reyosa. Do we have any reason to say he forgot it now? No. Strike two. Maybe according to the third Tosfos, you have a Svek Sveiko. So the Taz proceeds to demolish the Svek Sveiko reason of Tosfos. Says it really doesn't fit, because then we should pass him Rav Chisda, maybe it's good, but we should pass him Rav Chisda, even by Loishi Berboat Somos. Or we should say the Svek Sveiko even when the Sheikha doesn't have Kabbalah. Elamai, you don't say it. Why? Because, and we have this in Shmaitza Aleph, you don't say Svek Svek against the Cheskos Issa. You don't say Svek Svek against the Chazaka. So forget about Svek Svek. So that there goes Tosfos third Teretz. So that's his cash. Ubashach. Right, the Shach wrote a Sefer Shach on Yerudaya. The Taz wrote a Sefer Taz on Yerudaya. The Shach wrote a Sefer Nekudas HaKesef to counteract the answer. Like, it was like the ping pong of the Tzais and the receivers. He wrote Nekudas HaKesef against the Taz. The Taz, I think, counter-rounded with another Sefer. The Shach. The Shach with Nekudas HaKesef, I mean, you won't find it in the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch. You have to go on the side to have in the margin the Kudus HaKesef. By the way, to play on words of the Pesuk in Shir HaShirim, what does Taz stand for?
No,
the Turei Zov is with a Tav. So I don't know. Because Turei Zov, Nasalach, and the Kudus HaKesef. I think it's a pun. On the Taz, what does Taz stand for? Torah Zov with a test. But the Pesuk in Shir HaShirim is with a Tav, Torah Zov. So I guess it's a pun. Torah Zov, Nasalach, and the Kudus HaKesef. The Shach and the Kudus HaKesef, Zelish, oh no. Not that much the Taz got right, that the Ramon and the Aguda are going with the Svek Svek of Teretz in places. Adkan lo matzachinen osam shiber boat somos, right, then it should be mutter even by loy shiber boat somos. The Shach is ignoring the kasha that it should help even without a Kabbalah. The Shmaitza will deal with that in a moment, and Hashem will get to that tomorrow night. We'll start with the Shach's, with the Shmaitza's addressing that point, that the Shach didn't take care of Loi without the Kabbalah, the little Svek Sveka. He's dealing now with the Taz's Kasha, that the Svek Sveka should be even by Loi Shiver Boat Somos. And we pass from that by Loi Shiver Boat Somos, we don't pass from that by Chizka. So, the Akalam B'tuchinonosim Shiver Boat Somos, you get all these technical points, because the Svek Sveika is not really a Geshmaka Svek Sveika. But what's the Svek Sveika? Maybe the Nick happened afterwards, and even if it happened before, maybe he Shechted Shaloi B'mokum the Nick. He's saying Shechted Shaloi B'mokum the Nick is pretty Shvach. Because it's usually you shech with the whole, it's not a Sufik Gomor. You usually shech with the whole knife. But like that. So therefore you need something to counterbalance that point. So you have, if he was Shiver Bat Somos, he's gonna counterbalance that point. Avalokha Yeshwim is a Svek Svekahu. Very nice Svek Svekah, there's no problem with it. Shema Yoda. Maybe he knew when he shechted. In Tumslami Yoda, Shema Shochat Shapir, Abkan Lashonah. Okay, very nice. The Chanti Tikshu Kushi Santaz. Whoa, whoa, says the Shmai. So, you can't feel the blue nut will come all. Nach Shemitam Svek Svek Azeh. Shema Yoda. Vimtim Salon Melo Yoda. Shema Shochet Shapter. So we think we know the Teretz already. That without a Kabbalah, we assume you don't know. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. But oh, the Hechem Atzina Lismachal Svek Sveka. Ah, this is my question. The principle of the Taz is correct. That Svek Sveka doesn't help connect the Cheska system. So what are you talking about Svek Sveka for? That's just the Taz's LMI. We got a problem because Svek Sveka doesn't. The Maiz is true. The Shach himself says so in calling Svek Sveka. And Svek Sveka does not help against the Chazaka. Should work even without a Kabbalah, right? And second of all, the Maisa of the Taz is right. Elamai that Svek Sveka does not help because it's against the Cheska Sisser. So we're back to not understanding the Ramah. Why isn't there Tarte L'Reyusa in the Ramah? Why does the Ramah say, if he's a Cheskos? Okay, we'll take it from here tomorrow night. Maybe I'm right. Maybe you can't say Tarte L'Reyusa, so there's a human factor. See, we'll take it from here tomorrow night.